OHU Mobile.
OHU, this is KO4NUE.
Call sign ending in NUE, I didn't catch the prefix, KG4OHU.
OHU, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
KO4NUE, this is KG4OHU, this is Chris here. Mobile on the way home from work, hope you're having a good day.
This is Chad, and I'm stationed on the 12 Mile River in Liberty, South Carolina today. And whereabouts are you? Whereabouts you at now?
Just in Lawrence County, heading south on 385.
That's a pretty good clip. Yeah, so nice talking to you. Like I said, my name's Chad. I've got a little weather reporting station up here on Liberty on the 12 Mile River. And just got my license, I don't know, a month or two ago. And just really, really enjoying the hobby.
Chad, I've had mine a while, but I was off the air for a while and back at it now. And just trying to make the rounds and get to know all the folks that are out there.
So, obviously, I guess you know this is a Caesar's Head repeater, but I've been here about a month or so, and everybody's just been really polite and just really helpful, and I don't have a negative thing to say about any of the guys that I personally have talked to, but just really nice people and makes this hobby really enjoyable.
I agree with that. I don't talk a bunch on the air, but I talk mostly to the people over in Spartanburg, and it's basically the same story there. Super bunch of nice guys. I need to get to meet them all and face to face one day, but I haven't done so yet.
I'd like to do that with a group of guys that I talk with, and I think they do. But when COVID came in, I guess it's been close to 2 years now. They quit doing a breakfast or supper, but I'm hoping they'll get back in so we can meet face to face.
The Spartanburg Club does still meet. I need to get over there. I'm a school teacher, so actually today was my last full day of classes, so I got plenty of time in the summer, so I'm planning on doing that. Plus, I'm studying for my general license, so hopefully I'll get that done as well.
Been studying and scheduled to take mine on the 14th of June. And my wife is a school teacher. She's a virtual school teacher for K-12. Actually, she's not a teacher. She's a special ed coordinator. But she taught special ed in brick and mortar for years. And then when I got back from the last deployment, she decided she'd go virtual so she could stay at home. So yeah, man, I live with a school teacher. I kind of know how it is.
Are you active duty?
I retired. Say 5 years ago, I think. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but yeah, I did two deployments in Iraq, and when I came back on the second deployment, I just had to give it up.
Appreciate your service. I'm 10 years active duty Air Force. That's actually where I met my wife.
She's doing Air Force.
Radar tech, and then I finished up after that. I was an instructor for my last 3 years.
I was in a communication unit. We handled long-haul data honks. We used troposcatter and tactical satellite, GRC-103 radios, line of sight, that kind of thing.
The general test shouldn't be much of a stretch for you, KG4OHU.
On the contrary, I'm really struggling with it, to be honest with you. The whole military side thing, it's just different. I mean, we went through the basics during training, but when you actually get out to the piece of equipment, it's, you know, if you want to do this, push this button. If you want to do that, you push that button. And there was some troubleshooting, but, you know, sometimes we had issues we had to try to figure out. But this whole civilian side, it's just a lot different. I'm not going to say it's harder or easier. It's just different. And sometimes that's hard for me to make that switch in my mind.
Roger that. I've taught basic electronics and some high-frequency communication stuff for a long time, but mostly I teach computer science now, but so the theory part is not too hard for me. It's just the specific details about ham radio is the stuff that I have to study.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's really struggling with me is what I'm struggling with right now is specific frequencies. And when you get to studying for the general, you know, they'll give you a frequency and want to know, okay, well, what band is this in? Or is this upper sideband or lower sideband? Is this single sideband? And things like that. You know, the rest of it, the rules and regulations and the theory, I don't necessarily struggle with. I struggle a little bit with directional antennas. But when you get into the frequencies and what they do and where they're at, and is it sideband, upper sideband, lower sideband, that's just totally memorization, and I just really struggle with that kind of stuff.
Got the details there. That's all I'm going to have to do is basically for that part of it, at least, is just memorize those details. And, what I understand, a lot of people say the extra test is more down our alley, I guess, in terms of the theory, but I haven't really looked at it yet, and try to get past this general first.
Understand. Well, listen, man, I hate to cut you short, but you're starting to pick your fence a little bit, and you're getting a little bit difficult to pick out. So I enjoyed talking to you, and sorry I couldn't stay with you for the rest of the ride. But this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'll be 7-3 on your final, if I can hear it, over.
Roger that, Chad. I'm almost home, and I'm about to cross into Spartanburg County, so I don't imagine that I'm not getting in very well. KG4 OHU 73 to you, sir.
For OIM, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. This is Chad. How you doing, Walt? I can get you a little bit. You're breaking up just a little bit, but I probably can pick it out. Go ahead.
That's just a repeater down here. I'm on H2 Street at Lake Park.
Good man, I'm glad you're getting out and getting around. Yep, what you doing? You up there fishing?
I just turned 5 years old. I brought it down here for 2 days of fishing and camping, Chad.
Got your fishing rod, got your family, got some fish, got some beverages, and a HT. What else could you want?
HT.
Hear you, man. That's good. Well, sometimes you just got to take baby steps, you know. You got to take baby steps, but you just do with what you got for now, I guess.
And I'm making the repeaters down here.
Noisy, but you're audible, depending on, you know, which direction you're facing. But you're definitely audible. What kind of radio you got?
Noisy,
I doubled up on you. Go ahead. I'm losing you, bud. I don't know what happened, what changed, but if you can hear me, you're coming in and out really noisy and not quite making the repeater, But listen, man, I hope you have a good trip and enjoy the family and enjoy the fishing. And give me a holler when the weekend's over, and we'll talk next week. Me and my wife are camping too. We're gonna do a little bit of fishing, and we're up here at the deer camp trying to enjoy ourselves for the weekend. So you do the same. This KO4NUE. I'm 7-3 to you on your final walk.
Man, I got a leather race to you, man. It's one of those UTYTs. It was a TMR HT. I've been to put him on the air. I'll try it in a little while. 7-3, Chad, and go and talk to you.
I'll be monitoring, so if you need somebody to talk to, give me a holler, and we'll try later.
7-3, Chad.
TR, this is KO4NUE.
Chad, talk to you later in 0TR.
KO4QLG, this is KO4NUE.